Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting 7th. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner misplays the ball. That's an error on Garner. Staub moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Dick Bossman now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Rodriguez moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wackenfuss tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Sant now playing second base. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington throws the ball into Campaneras, who tags Staub trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Oglavie now playing right field. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. North strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Todd, and towards Sant, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Larry Haney. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Sant moves to third. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. North hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sant tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Tigers. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.